USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama will eulogize a civil rights icon and congressman today, as over a week of tributes to John Lewis will culminate with a funeral in Atlanta. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will also reportedly be at the funeral at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Masks are now required in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members will only be allowed to remove them when giving a speech on the floor. The ruling came hours after a Republican member announced that he had the COVID-19 virus.
Before you go in from the White House, they test you with the quick test, and it tested positive.
Texas Representative Louie Gohmert had originally been scheduled to fly to his home state with President Trump on Air Force One yesterday. Gohmert has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Tropical storm Isaias has formed south of Puerto Rico and now threatens to hit Florida this weekend. President Trump says the U.S. is now leading the world in oil and natural gas production. He traveled to an oil rig in Texas yesterday and called it a dominant position for the nation to be in.
My administration is announcing today that export authorizations for American liquefied natural gas can now be extended through the year 2050.
Just over two dozen federal agents will eventually be coming to Milwaukee to help fight the city's rise in violent crime. The U.S. Attorney's Office yesterday announcing the agents will work on violent crimes in the city while not police protests in the city, and they won't have anything to do with the Democratic National Convention. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doctors say Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been battling cancer again, is resting comfortably this morning after undergoing a liver procedure at a city hospital in New York on Wednesday. The 87-year-old is expected to stay in the hospital, perhaps through the weekend. She underwent a procedure to revise a bile duct stent, which was originally placed in August of 2019. President Trump explaining his decision to withdraw some American troops from Germany, saying on Twitter late yesterday that the U.S. is supposed to protect Germany from Russia, when he says the former pays the latter billions of dollars for energy. He also says that Germany is behind on its 2% fee to NATO. The president facing bipartisan criticism for the move, though, that will see nearly 12,000 service members come home or be redeployed elsewhere in Europe. The video camera that was used to record the LAPD beating of Rodney King in 1991 hitting the auction block this week. The auction house releasing a statement saying the starting bid for that Sony camera will begin at $225,000. Auctioneers also say the videotape of the beating is not included in that auction. Find us online. As I say, we're always available at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.